It is the 25th of June all across the United States, and this is the TNT Hour on BBSRadio.com, and I'm your Wednesday afternoon host, Don Nikoloff. It's so nice to have you here with us today, and if you are there, I would appreciate hearing from you. Those of you on the BBS website, you can see the phones there listed on the right side of the index page. You go to bbsradio.com, look on the right side of the page there under Station 1. Be happy to take some calls to get some feedback on anything that you'd like to talk about in the news today. Some very, very interesting things going on. First of all, this is going to, for a moment, sound like this is self-promotion. It is not. This is a news show, and I'm going to talk about some news. What is the news? Well, there's a lot of good things happening. There's been a lot of traffic to my website, directlightproductions.com. And I presume that not only the listeners out there and researchers and people who are searching for the truth, otherwise known as truth seekers, are not the only ones visiting my site, but I'm sure the intelligence agencies are too, because I've been exposing a lot of corruption over the past year. My radio show last week experienced its one-year anniversary, although I've been on BBS Radio since the end of November. So I'm still a yearling, or working towards being a yearling on this network. However, the reason for the traffic is the fact that I had two articles published in this month's Idaho Observer, the Idaho Observer, which comes from Idaho, in case you were wondering, deals with truth issues from all over the world, especially political issues, conspiracy issues, and we're not talking theory here, we're talking fact. And I wrote a series which began with a piece on John McCain, which was published last month, called The Three Stooges Go to Washington, Part 1. We released Part 2 yesterday. The paper went to press, and that's officially what you call a release. And with that, I also published another article, which is a preview to part three of the Three Stooges article, which will be out next month on Barack Obama. Now, parts one and two deal with Senator John McCain and the genealogy surrounding three so-called war heroes that definitely one can conclude were planted into the U.S. Navy as infiltrators on behalf of British royalty. And without going into all that detail, I urge you to go to directlightproductions.com. Again, directlightproductions.com. Click on articles at the top of the page. You'll see a menu that will take you to many aspects of the research that I do and things that I feel are worth looking at. Some might brighten your day. The animals page has some very interesting animal videos and photographs, and a lot of people really get a kick out of some of the things that I've either found on my own or had sent to me by people that know I love animals. And I've got archives to my Evident Footprints radio show. I've got articles from my Idaho Observer journalistic endeavors on the articles page, and you can find any of the works I have done. There has been a substantial amount of genealogical research or what we're calling intuitive investigation. I am intuitive, and I have put that ability to use productively by investigating the corrupted history that we have. So that's some news about what's happening. I'm getting lots of hits on my website. That means there are still people out there that can read. These articles are not easy reads, in that if you really want to understand how our country has been infiltrated by spies with interests for people from foreign governments, or in the case of the British Crown, you're talking about the very people responsible for us founding this country. They have infiltrated the country, and all you have to do is look at what's going on. Now, there is a Nazi element to this whole thing, too. In fact, the British royalty has a relationship to Germany, and it's hidden through the changing of names, and they're quite adept at this. They've done this throughout history, and the Nazi thing has become a Zionist thing. And so you have a combination of fascism, Zionism, communism, all working together to create this new world order. These things are important for us, not to be fearful, but to understand what has been done and who's doing it. It's quite simple then to figure out what needs to be done to change this matrix that they have created. People rely on the mainstream media, and I have spoken about this incessantly on the TNT Hour as well as on Evident Footprints, to give them information that's based upon the truth. Well, when you hear a lie often enough, and many of the secret society leaders throughout history have made this statement, if you repeat a lie often enough, it will become the truth. People will believe it. And I'm not asking you to believe anything, but I am about sharing knowledge and affecting your ability to acquire knowledge. And so if you do some research, and I've done the research on the candidates. Now, I've written a preview piece on Obama, which alludes to the fact that there are some things that people really aren't paying attention to. In general, I'm saying the masses aren't paying attention to the fact that these candidates are put before us as if these are the people that we have to accept as our leaders. And they have the same agenda, this covert, secret agenda to create a one-world government. People are waking up to the fact that this is occurring. Why? Because they've lost their jobs. They've lost the ability to earn an income. When you lose your job, you lose your income. There are those that are supported by welfare systems and so are just grateful that the government is doing what they promised to do. Well, that's in some cases that's happening. But if you knew what illegal aliens were getting in comparison to what you should get out of Social Security benefits or welfare or workman's compensation or any program that you're eligible for based upon your background, who you work for, especially the military, you expect to receive that money. And it's appalling that there are people entering the country illegally that are making more money than you would at a menial job. Somewhere in the neighborhood of $36,000 a year is being pay to each illegal alien in accumulated benefits and monies that are given to them for what? For just sneaking over the border, for destroying the middle class. So what we're hearing in this election is a collection or a collage of stories about people related to the candidates, but nothing substantial about the candidates themselves, about their qualifications. None of them have a platform other than we're going to have war for 100 more years or I'm going to change everything. And the direction that's being indicated right now, the change is only going to be for the worst. In fact, I've used that exact phrase in my Obama article. Obama, out of nowhere, becomes a senator, and then out of nowhere, all of a sudden, is a presidential candidate. On what basis? And I don't mean about did he serve in the war. I don't particularly think that having served in any war qualifies one to lead the country. That has been what has fueled the military-industrial complex since this country was founded, since this country was created. We have made heroes out of those that make money for the banks and the kings that finance the wars. Period. So what should we be looking for in a candidate? We should be looking for some intelligence, some common sense, if nothing else, someone who's not on drugs, someone that doesn't have a criminal record, someone who's not married and engaged in sex with the opposite sex or extramarital sex. It's one thing if someone is going to choose to be a homosexual. I guess that's their prerogative. I may not agree with that choice, but that's their prerogative. But to be bisexual or to be a pedophile and to have that hanging over your head as a means of blackmail and extortion to get you to vote a certain way is certainly not a way to run a government. And that's exactly how the United States government is run, from the top down. You've got people committing treason in the military. You've got people committing treason in the government itself, in the legislative branch, and in the judicial branch. It's being done. So knowing who these candidates are and knowing that there's, recognizing that there's no difference between political parties is pretty important. We are Americans. We're not Democrats. We're not Republicans. We're Americans. When they take your voting rights away from you, what are you? Are you still Democrat, or are you still Republican or Libertarian or Independent? It doesn't matter at that point. When they take your voting rights away, that's what happens when they form a dictatorship. And all signs are indicating that that's their intention, although that may not happen. If you do some work, a little bit of research, those of you without work, those of you listening to the show right now, if there's some reason why you're able to listen to the show, something led you here to hear this information. And the idea is not to ram propaganda down your throat, but to get you to awaken to the fact that there's a lot more going on than you realize. And it affects you every day of your life, and it will affect every other day of your life to come. And especially if you do nothing about it. So many people are in denial about what's going on in the world today. And they say, well, you know, I'm just one person. I can't change it. But there's 300 million just one persons in this country. And there's a handful. There's only a few hundred people working in the government that are bought and sold down the pike by the pharmaceutical companies, the oil companies, big corporations like Halliburton. Halliburton's actually running offices out of the CIA and the Pentagon. If that doesn't tell you that there's corruption in government, I don't know what will. Well, how does that affect me? Well, they're selling the war on terror to you, yet the very people who created the war on terror are the terrorists themselves. Yes, that's what I said. They're the terrorists. We've got people sending bogus email, and they're creating all these spying laws. And the bogus email, the spam email, and the phishing email is nothing but an attempt for these covert black ops government agencies trying to get into your computer to see what you know, to see what you have. They want to infringe on your rights. They want to spy on you. Because you might be a terrorist. You might be a terrorist while you're taking your kids to soccer practice, or to karate lessons, or to dance lessons, or music lessons. You might be a terrorist while you're on your way to church, or on your way to the library, or the grocery store. In their minds, that's the facade that they put out there to give themselves permission to violate your constitutional rights. So there are a lot of issues here on at work. Most people are oblivious to them. Hopefully, if you're listening to this show live or the archive, you will look at some of what I'm talking about and see that I'm not the only one bringing this message forward. There are plenty on Patriot radio networks who are talking about what's going on in the government, and they're dismayed by the general ignorance of most Americans that this stuff is even going on. Now, on BBS radio, we have quite a bit of spiritual programming, and I touch on those topics during my Evident Footprints show. Even on the TNT Hour, I have touched upon spiritual principles, and I'm doing that in a sense because we each have a responsibility. We each have a personal responsibility as to what the outcome of all these things is going to be. And many of us are conscious of the fact that we came here to change this matrix, this paradigm, this in-the-box existence of servitude. If we're serving anyone, we should be serving God. We should be serving the Creator. And it's under that principle that we are sovereign human beings. We're not cattle. We're not chickens in a coop, although we're treated like that. And so we have a responsibility. As you parents out there have that responsibility to your children. You grandparents have that responsibility to your children and your grandchildren, and on and on. And if you're not married, and you don't have children, you have that responsibility to your friends and your neighbors. And of utmost importance, you have that responsibility to yourself, because if you're not together, how are you going to be together with other people? If you yourself are not together, if you can't conceive of who you are and what your purpose is in life, then you're lost. And you're going to be a victim. You're going to be your own victim. You will have made yourself a victim of this stuff. And all we have to do is recognize what's going on and stand up. Not through the fear that they create, not through the fear-mongering or the propaganda, which is a term for things that they say designed to control your thinking. It's called mind control. It's called brainwashing. And I'm likely preaching to the choir when someone can listen from beginning to end of the show and what I say resonates. So, going back to the beginning of the show, I mentioned these articles that came out on my website. And I have been asked to be on a few other shows to sort of verbally communicate this information, because it is quite deep. Genealogical research on the internet or the way it's written in history is highly fictitious. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't ways to find clues as to who somebody is or what their real name might be or when they were born or where they were born or even discover the purpose for their being here. Our government has been hijacked definitely since 1913, but it's even occurred long before that. In fact, this story that I wrote about John McCain takes you all the way back to the times of Abraham Lincoln because of who McCain's relative is. And what happened to Abraham Lincoln? He was assassinated. And I write in this article that there were four presidents within a certain time period who were assassinated. Basically, during the life of King Albert Edward, who became King of England, or I should say Prince Albert Edward, who became King of England from 1901 through 1910. And then his son, George V, became king until 1936. And during that time period, we had two world wars. That should give you a clue who may have been involved in the two world wars. Even though George V died before the Second World War actually started, we're speaking about bloodlines. And this is the key significance to the three candidates that we have running for the presidency. They belong to bloodlines. And this, we tend to think as bloodlines as being some special dispensation that makes these people better than we are. Well, some of you may own a dog, for instance, an AKC registered dog. And you may have shown your dog at dog shows, some kind of competition for looks or some skill or talent that your dog has are also criteria that are voted on in these dog shows. Your dog, when it wins a show, is given an award, a certificate, and you chalk a few of those up, and then you can, if it's a male dog, you can bring your dog to stud, meaning that your dog can impregnate for a fee other female dogs, and you can create a bloodline based on the qualifications of your dog. But your dog's got to have the bloodline before you can even enter these contests. It's got to be registered. And so this is a something that we watch occur with animals, and we don't notice that it goes on with people. Only the certificates, the paperwork, is fudged with the people. The animals, it's pretty much a given that they have strict protocol that they follow to assure that there's no hoodwinking. Now, is it 100% accurate? Well, one never knows. But when it comes to the pedigree of people, the bloodline of people, they do not want us to know who these people are, because they do not want us to know why they have infiltrated our country. They do not want us to know what their agenda is, what their long-term stratagem is. And if it's to take over a country, you are going to be really secret about it. Now, why is it that I, Don Nikoloff, am coming out with this information? Why hasn't anyone else ever discovered this? Well, there have been hints of this throughout history. Many, many characters in history have been disputed. For crying out loud, they're still arguing whether or not Adolf Hitler was a great man. Ask Arnold Schwarzenegger, governor of California, who happens to be of Austrian descent himself, and he says he admires Hitler. For what? The fact that Hitler became an international puppet and a murderer, amongst other things? It doesn't make sense. Yet you have this kind of claptrap going on, not just on the internet, but people are writing books about this. So I did some research about Hitler, and I stumbled across some information, some rather unusual information, was able to corroborate the information, and found that Hitler, unlike we were told that he died in 1945, actually lived to the ripe old age of 114 and died in 2004. And he died in the United States. He died in the United States. And there are plenty of people, real people, who have come out and disclosed that they have met him. They had met him, they had met Dr. Joseph Mengele and some of these other characters. Well, what are all these people doing here in the United States? Google Operation Paperclip. It's quite well known now. Even people who don't look into history have heard something about Operation Paperclip. Why is it acceptable that our government secreted spies into the country? Well, the people that did that were some of the spies secreted into the country. George H.W. Bush, whose real name was George H. Scherf, Jr. And I wrote about that in the Idaho Observer. And there are thousands of people going to my webpage to read about that genealogy. And it's been confirmed. I never had any doubts about it, but those that did got it confirmed. Straight from the horse's mouth. And there are other writers, other researchers, well-known researchers in the world that have recognized that research. So if you wonder why things are so crazy in this country, look who has been at the top. And you really have to go back at least to 1947, just at the creation of the CIA. Because it was a network of international spies posing as a government agency. And they recruited some good people. They recruited some patriotic people. But there's a dark side to that agency that is rampant in everything going on. All the mainstream media has been infiltrated by the CIA. The banking industry has been infiltrated by the CIA. The oil industry. And how do I know who was the head of the CIA? Going back right before Ronald Reagan took office, who was the head of the CIA? George H.W. Bush. And who were his friends? Many of you are still ignorant of the fact that he was trained, as George H. Scherf, Jr., to spy on Nikola Tesla and to give all the information, all the research, anything, inventions, whatever they could steal to Hitler. Hitler was making flying saucers. Even before World War II started. And this technology has been discovered, it's been photographed, the drawings are published on the internet, and in books, and you have people saying, well, no, Hitler died in 1945, because when you were in school, you were brainwashed into thinking that that was true. And we were brainwashed into a lot of other things. Why has there never been an investigation of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy? I mean a real murder investigation. Why has that never occurred? Because the people who do that sort of thing, those investigations, were involved. Are they going to rat on themselves? Yeah. We say, well, there's nothing we can do about it. You know, I've got to get my kids to soccer practice. And then after that, I've got to get them to the dentist. I can't really be bothered with that. And you're oblivious to the tyranny coming down upon this country and the evaporation of your rights, your civil rights, your constitutional rights, described in detail in the Bill of Rights, and described in detail in the Constitution. There's nothing in our Constitution that's being followed. They have replaced our Constitution unconstitutionally with the Patriot Act, which has nothing to do with patriotism, but it has everything to do with fascism. Brainwashing, mind control, espionage of private citizens, and this creation of this terroristic army and terroristic intelligence agency, and both the CIA and the FBI have been corrupted. And the Justice Department. They've turned the Justice Department into military courts, military tribunals. Now, where, what does this have to do with what's going on today? It has everything to do with what's going on today, because the people running for the presidency, and don't count Hillary Clinton out yet. Don't count her out, because they're going to figure a way. They'll pull some stunt to get her back in the mix. And they have to do that either by discrediting totally McCain, or McCain having some health issue that requires him to withdraw. And then you've got to look at who will they replace him with, or who will they replace Obama with, or, and trust me, that's likely going to be a scenario. Hillary Clinton's not finished yet, which is why the third part of the Three Stooges Go to Washington will be completed. The research is done. The story, it will be told. Meanwhile, we've been notifying you to stock up on food, to watch what's going on with food. And they've ruined spinach and lettuce. And they began their attack on corn with the flooding that's going on. And now they began the attack on tomatoes. Hello, does anyone notice? Food all of a sudden is not safe to eat. How do you get E. coli on spinach? Well, they're saying that the illegal aliens that came into the country to pick the spinach that Americans wouldn't pick failed to wash their hands after using the bathroom. Yeah, right. And then, now, what would be the cause of the corn or the flooding? Well, they're using technology. HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, H-A-A-R-P. Google that, capital letters, HAARP. And you'll find out a myriad of topics related to all the crazy weather we're having. We've had hundreds of tornadoes across the country, hundreds. We've had earthquakes. This technology can induce earthquakes, as well as what they're using in space. There are battles going on in space right now. And we're not talking about deep space. We're talking about battles going on within our ionosphere. And they don't want us to see them. And when you experience a whole solid week of cloud cover followed by tornadoes and massive flooding, you've got to ask yourself, what is going on? Is this God doing this, or is this the insanity that's driving these governments and all this madness that's all over the planet? Is that what's behind it? And I would say that that's what's behind it. These people are greedy. They're murderous. They're pure evil. Pure evil. And they're power mongers. They're fear mongers. They want you to be afraid, and they do everything in their power to cause you to be afraid. And all you have to do is realize that, and you can step outside the box and say, I'm not going to allow that to affect me. I see what's going on. I know what's going on. See, I'm not asking anyone to believe. I am asking you to see. I'm asking you to hear, and I'm asking you to make it your intention to know. See, knowledge is power, and they don't want us to have knowledge. But they can't stop us from having knowledge if we determine that that's what we will have. We will get knowledge. That's what this show is about. That's why I'm not reading a script. This is coming off the top of my head. I'm not reading a pre-planned script that 50 or 100 or 10,000 newscasters around the world have been programmed to read for their multi-million dollar salaries. That's not what this is about. This is about bringing you the truth and giving you an option. You know, if the story goes that you can repeat a lie enough times, it becomes the truth. what happens when you repeat the truth enough times? Does it remain the truth or does it become a lie? And the way they would have it is to take the truth and cause you to believe. Believe is the key word there, that it's a lie. And so they attack those who bring the truth. They attack the messengers. They attack the message. And then they attack you. And it's going on all over the place. I wonder how many of you actually read anything about health, what's going on with the foods. Food coloring is not good for your system. It causes illness and it can cause death. Yet they've been putting it in food for years, for decades. They've been adding food coloring to our food. Now, what's the purpose? To cause you to buy it. It has nothing, has absolutely nothing to do with its nutritional value.
Hello, 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 hello.
Well, I'm back here. Hopefully I'm on the air. we had a slight little technical glitch, and it didn't take too long to come back. So I was right in the middle of saying something important, and that's usually when the glitches start, when we start pointing out the truth. So I will continue as if nothing happened and point out that there are also other issues that you should be looking at in terms of what you eat in regard to oils, food additives like monosodium glutamate, for example, and other types of preservatives or taste enhancers that are put into your food. They're causing massive health problems, not with just children, but adults. Adults have been eating these things a lot longer than the children. And if you could taste homegrown food or organic food as compared to the prepackaged microwavable meals that they sell, and they may be convenient, but for the sake of convenience, you're killing yourself and you're killing your family. They won't say that because they make too much money. Money is involved at every turn. Every issue in the world that where there's a major problem, where there's no peace, it's because the fomentation of hatred and war and murder produces money for those that make the weapons, the bullets, the bombs, the guns, the uniforms, the airplanes, the tanks, the jeeps. And, you know, it costs a lot of money to keep those things running. They have to buy gasoline and the oil. And so these big corporations profit from this stuff, and they have you believing, again, the word belief, have you believing that has to happen because we have these people that want us dead. They want to come over here and destroy our way of life. When in reality, if there are people in other countries, they hate our government. They know that the majority of the people aren't behind it. Or do they? You know, you'd have to be in the mind of someone from Iraq to know if they hate all Americans or they just hate the American government. Because all Americans aren't there killing them. But what they can't understand, I'm sure, is why we do nothing about it. why we tolerate our government treating other countries that way, other people in the world that don't even have a country anymore because it's been stolen from them. Again, the money. They steal the oil. They steal the gold. They steal their artifacts. They steal their history. They steal their identity. And as a result, they eventually may turn on us. Just because we tolerate what our government does. Of course, what they don't know, what they're not hearing, is that our government is doing the same thing to us. We've got hundreds of prison camps all over this country ready for activation. Extermination camps ready for activation. This is not imaginary. This is not a pipe dream. They've got underground bases. They built underground cities so that they can flee when all chaos breaks loose. They're pushing, they're driving for chaos. And we can change that if we wake up. If we begin taking responsibility for what has or hasn't happened and what we have or have not done in respect to that. When you take all of that into consideration while you're watching your poll results on TV, keep in mind that polls were designed by the Tavistock Institute in London, England. Formerly the Wellington House. They originally had Sigmund Freud developing mind control techniques, sociological programming. It's actually the Tavistock Institute for Human Behavior Studies. And what they did is they developed polling, because when you say, well, we took a poll and so many people think this, and everybody thinks, oh, they took the poll. How many of you were called by a poll, a pollster? How many asked? How many people received a phone call from someone asking you who you were going to vote for, or what you thought about food additives, or about fluorides in your drinking water, or the latent Trojan horse diseases created by vaccines, mandatory vaccines that cause autism in 1 out of 67 children now. It used to be 4 in 10,000. Now it's 1 out of 67 children coming down with autism. Under the guise of, you have to get this vaccine to prevent an epidemic, when in reality, they're lying. They're lying. They're lying. And when you keep saying the lie, it's believed, there's the word belief again, it's believed to be the truth. And then they create these laws that if you don't get the vaccines, if you don't have your children vaccinated, that you will have to go to jail or you're going to have to pay a fine. They're pushing for a national ID card. Like that's going to stop terrorism. It didn't stop 9/11. Of course, we didn't have national ID cards, but they did find one of the hijackers' passports 2 blocks away from a building that was literally turned to powder, or several buildings that were turned to powder. Yeah, right. And they created this boogeyman, Osama bin Laden, and they're still looking for him, but really they don't care. Now, he's not important. Of course, they never mentioned that he was a CIA agent all along. He was just a patsy for 9/11. So we have all these dichotomies here. All these different aspects of propaganda, mind control, brainwashing, and how does one find the truth? Begins by looking within, shutting off the TV, and sitting down in a chair and closing your eyes and just giving some consideration to why you are here and whom you might be. For what reason did you come to this planet? Of course, a lot of people just say, oh, I don't know, I just ended up here. Sort of an accident. And that's called living in denial. And they're all a host of symptoms related to denial. The first is when you tell someone that our government was behind the events on 9/11, the eyes glaze over. You actually look like you drank a bottle of champagne or smoked a marijuana cigarette. The eyes glaze over. That's the first symptom of denial. The next one is to turn your head and look the other way, or pretend like you're not hearing or seeing or feeling what's being said. That's a form of denial. Your refusal to take notice of what's happening around you is also a form of denial. Now, if you were into denial, you likely wouldn't be listening to this show. Even those from the NSA and the CIA that are eavesdropping on this show are in denial by the very fact that they do what they do. Because they're listening in not to protect you, but to protect themselves. They're listening to find out what we know, not what we believe, what we know. Because that scares them. That really scares the bejesus out of them to find out that we might know the game. We may have figured out what's happening. They don't want everybody knowing that. And it's a shame, too, because a lot of those started out as really good people. Maybe some of them are still really good people. And we should love them for who they are. We don't have to love what they do, but we certainly can love them for who they are. We can forgive them for what they do, but that doesn't give them license to do it. So we have all these dichotomies, all these contradictions occurring simultaneously. How do we sort out reality? Well, I can guarantee you it's not by watching American Idol or MTV or even National Public Television anymore, because it's all become another propaganda arm. Everything on television has become propaganda. There's a few networks, independent networks around the country that actually have what's called public access programming, where people can produce their own television shows, and there are some shows that are produced with the truth. And there's an assortment of those produced by mind control people. People who are either in the mind control business or victims of the mind control. And I know of some specific examples. They're not even worth mentioning beyond the fact that that goes on. But that's how corrupt these people are, and that's how intent they are on trying to stop you from arriving at the truth. Which is empowering. Again, I repeat myself. It's empowering to know what is real. Do I have all the answers? No. Does anyone have all the answers? No. But many of us have several or more pieces of the puzzle. And we can kind of put things together in a fashion that allows you the opportunity to come to your own conclusions. Which will only result, if you're looking in the right places, it'll only result in a higher consciousness. And that result will lead to self-empowerment. When you are empowered, then you can empower others. It's not up to me to do it to empower the whole world. I have no desire to do that, let alone the ability to do that. But I certainly can affect enough people in my own way, that see things either like I do or are interested in seeing some things other than the way they're seeing them now, which is, again, a reason why you listen to this show. live or on archive. There are people being threatened, people who have devoted their lives or a major portion of their career. One who comes to mind, Lindsay Williams, had the life of himself and the lives of his family members threatened. And so he stopped preaching a 35-year-old message that there is no energy crisis. There is no oil crisis. This is all fiction. It's a fabrication. It's a script that was written out a long time ago. And he has been involved in delivering the message for 35 years. He wrote a book, which is on my website. You don't have to believe me. You can go to directlightproductions.com, click on the books page. His book is there, The Non-Energy Crisis. Now, I hear that the government has ordered that all the copies be removed. So it may be something that has to be produced into a PDF file for someone. Not a real huge book, but it's a very honest, open, really jaw-dropping bit of information about how the oil companies planned exactly what's going on now. We're over $4 a gallon for gasoline right now across the country. It's around $4.10 or higher, and average. And Lindsay Williams has been saying for years, by 2008, he didn't say exactly when, by 2008, that the price would be $5 a gallon. Of course, it only costs 50 cents a barrel to get the oil out of the ground. In Saudi Arabia, I hear now, and this information came from Lindsay Williams, that it only costs 80 cents a barrel. Gasoline is causing massive inflation, because everything that's shipped or trucked by gasoline-powered vehicles is bearing the brunt of that cost. And it's artificial. It doesn't have to happen. In the end, why would someone want to make it difficult for you to acquire food? Because without it, you can die. Consider some of the things I talked about today. On the TNT News Hour, we're about out of time. I urge you to join me nightly, Monday through Friday, on Evident Footprints here on bbsradio.com at 10 p.m. Pacific Time. I have a variety of topics that I discuss. My guest tonight will be Michael Anthony, and we'll be talking about the illness that's pervading America. We may even touch on some issues about Freemasonry as well. But people are getting sick, and they're not finding any relief or comfort from the pharmaceutical companies. Surprise, surprise. I did mention that, didn't I? So also tune in on Mondays. Don Newsom is the host of the TNT Hour. And he is also a regular host with Win Free on the Don and Win Show. And he makes occasional appearances on other shows. In the meantime, thank you for listening to bbsradio.com. I'm Don Nikoloff. Special thanks to Don Newsom. And I'll see you tonight on Evident Footprints, or I'll see you next week again here on bbsradio.com. Have a good day.
$5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.